With Montana News, I'm Cherie Newman. A new book about ponderosa pine trees, written by a pair of Montana forest researchers, offers insight into past mistakes and current policies. If you've spent any time outside in the western U.S., you've probably seen a ponderosa pine. It's the tree with bark that looks like puzzle pieces. Logging and fire suppression practices during the 20th century devastated ponderosa pine forests. But now, thanks partly to the work of educators and researchers like Carl Fiedler and Stephen Arnaud, the book's authors, things are changing.
I think there's a better understanding of forest ecology, far better now among foresters than there was when my career started in the woods in the 1960s.
Arnaud is a former research forester with the USDA Fire Sciences Laboratory in Missoula.
And then also, there's much more national appreciation of the importance of sustainable forests. Because without the public backing, good forest management, which costs more than just going in and plucking out the best trees and leaving the rest, it doesn't matter whether it's public or private lands. There's some economic sacrifice in doing the right thing in the forest.
Arnaud and Fiedler's book is titled Ponderosa, People, Fire, and the West's Most Iconic Tree. Their book explains why the low-intensity fires that used to burn through ponderosa pine forests were important and how things have changed.
We can trace this pattern of fire back more than 2,000 years based on tree ring records from giant sequoias, which occur with ponderosa pine in the forest in California. And our ponderosa pines here on the pitch stumps and even some living trees record fires back to the late 1400s. And most of these ponderosa pine forests experienced fire at intervals of somewhere between 5 and 30 years. And this swept the forest floor clean and killed a lot of the small trees, and particularly the firs that compete with ponderosa pine. And so there wasn't a lot of fuel accumulated. Therefore, when fires occurred, for the most part, they were just on the ground with pretty low flames. Unfortunately, then when foresters decided to put all fires out, it was pretty easy to put those kind of fires out.
Fiedler, retired University of Montana research professor of forest management, says fire suppression created a different kind of forest across the West, and these new forests are now at risk for mega wildfires.
Historically, ponderosa pines were sort of a source of life for Native Americans in terms of heat, shelter, and food, and also to the early settlers and explorers. And what's the ironic thing is that today, those very forests are threatening the people who live in them because of fire. This forest is indeed a different forest, fundamentally different forest, and it's not sustainable. And so if we're looking for true long-term sustainability, we as a society will need to address the current problems, because if we do not, we will continue to see the kinds of fires we've been seeing in the Southwest in the last decade or two, and will likely more come here to the Northwest.
Although Ponderosa tells the story of how humans changed the forests, the book is also a tribute to the tree Fiedler and Arnaud spent much of their career studying. Again, Stephen Arnaud.
Ponderosa pine is really a special tree. Even in a worldwide viewpoint, most environments that are as droughty as where ponderosa pine grows, the soils often are just largely rock. In other parts of the world, these conditions usually produce some kind of a brushland like chaparral or juniper, or even a small contorted pines. But ponderosa stands out as a great exception because even under these horrible conditions, it is capable of producing a beautiful big tree and that lives several hundred years, given some care so that it has room to grow and prosper.
Fiedler says ponderosa pines can, indeed, given the opportunity, live long and prosper.
The oldest living ponderosa pine is in the Wawa Mountains in southern Utah. It's 950 years old. Closer to home, In 1926, a large ponderosa pine was cut near Arlee that was aged at 1,100 years.
Look for more information about Carl Fiedler, Stephen Arno, and their book, Ponderosa, including a chart of wildfires during the last 100 years, at our website, mtpr.org. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Cherie Newman.